All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. We've got a guest joining us now. And Ed, I really appreciate you joining us today. Edward Williams, again, he is the author I mentioned just a moment ago, folks. And he wrote Wealth Building for Beginners. Welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
Oh, I am excellent, John. Thank you for having me on your show.
I appreciate it. Is it Ed or Edward? What should I use?
Edward.
Perfect.
Yep, Edward R. Williams.
All right, Edward R. Williams. And again, folks, you can look for the book. Again, it's Wealth Building for Beginners. And before we get started, Edward, where do they buy the book?
You can buy it in Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, Amazon. Yeah, any of those.
Okay. To start with, and I know a little bit of your background because I've read it, but our folks listening do not. So if you would, give a little bit of your background, if you would.
So I started my career doing investment banking and left that industry and started my own private client sector to help the common folks build wealth. And I wrote this book to build wealth from the ground up.
And you've got some really great tips on doing so. And, you know, you and I have a lot in common when it comes to that, because I was not born like you with a silver or golden spoon in my mouth. I had to earn what I've got today. And to your point, there's some tips that folks need to learn to make that happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, I grew up with, my dad was a taxi cab driver and my mom was a court secretary. So we didn't have anything handed to us at all. In fact, we struggled.
All right. Give some folks some tips when it comes to, really some of the fundamentals when it comes to building wealth, which I also want to say, and I've said this in the first half hour of today's program, and I say it all the time, wealth and profit are not dirty words at all, Edward. These are things, frankly, that I think get a bad connotation far too often. These are the things that basically, make not only your life easier, maybe isn't the right word, but I said this earlier and I mean it. You become an asset to society when you have wealth versus the other way around.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, John, I do a lot of presentations. And I that's a common question, because most people think that wealth is a dirty word, and I tell people that wealth is it's something that's needed. It's something that you should be striving for, and it's not like you're going to be any less holy if you have wealth, because the poor people who don't have wealth, they aren't any more holier than
nope.
People who do. So absolutely.
Actually, Edward, I'll add something to what you just said a moment ago. And growing up in the church like I have and watching some of these things over the years, I will tell you that some of the more or less fortunate individuals tend to be some of the stingiest, most selfish individuals I've ever met in my life versus some of those that have wealth.
Yeah, agreed, John, agreed.
All right, so what are some of the tips you can give folks when it comes to wealth building?
Well, I guess the moral of the book is to start now. Typically, people have these ideas of why they can't start now, and they end up kicking the can down the road, and eventually, they let procrastination get in the way with building. And so the moral of the story, Wealth Building for Beginners, is start where you are. It doesn't matter if you got $1 in your pocket. Start building where you are.
Okay. And by the way, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I hear so many people that'll say, well, when I get such and such done, or when I get that next promotion, or when the kids get out of school, or when whatever in their life needs to happens, then they'll start thinking about it. But you're right. What's wrong with today?
There's no better time than the present. Absolutely.
So for those that are listening, Edward, that maybe they're in that season of life where they've got kids in high school, kids in college, even kids in elementary school, and they're in that stage where there's just I call it a high burn rate when it comes to the family. There's a lot of things going out the door because you have to make all these things happen, and you got to get the school clothes handled, and kids are in sport, and there's fees for that, and on we go. And I get it. So even with all of that, what are some of the things they can do and set aside and or, expense-wise, cut out and save to be able to start building wealth?
Well, it depends on what they want, right? And so your first step is just to create a plan. You've got to say, okay, all right, where am I now? How much income do I have coming in the household? And then how much income do I have going out? You mentioned, the soccer and the sports. How much is going out? So now that I know where I am, what's the goal? Right? Is the goal of retirement? If that's the case, then you figure out, okay, what is that number I need? And then you just put together a plan to get there. So figure out where you are, where you want to be, and then just draw a plan in between to get there. And if that's a little bit too complicated, then, yeah, then seek out a financial professional. And well, that's where I would start.
And my advice, and I'm not you. I don't have all of the, you know, expertise in this world that you have, but I have enough common sense, Edward, to also advise people on do what you know. In other words, if you don't know the stock market and you don't understand how all of it works, and being a day trader probably isn't in your best interest. But if there's other things out there that you do know and understand, then and there are ways to help you build wealth and make money, then by all means, go for it. Do it.
Wow, John, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, my dad, being a taxi cab driver, he wasn't too sophisticated. But you know what? He saved in his socks and in his pockets. You know, so, yeah, absolutely. Do what you know. Do what you know. Start there.
And I think at times, correct me if I'm wrong, Edward, but I think at times folks think that this whole financial world, you know, is very complicated. There's all these moving pieces. And by the way, I think there's individuals out there and even companies that make it seem that way on purpose so that you will, quote unquote, you know, hire them and or use them to handle the things that you, in a lot of cases, could probably be doing on your own. And I'm not taking anything away from those individuals because they're very much needed, you know, at times for certain individuals. But I do think that some of this gets they make it complicated on purpose.
I've seen that. I mean, building wealth, it's not rocket science, right? I mean, you spend less than what you make.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is left over, you simply take that and grow it, right? After you've already had your emergency money put to the side, and when you're growing money, a few factors you want to consider, you know, someone's financial situation, their investment objectives, tax bracket, experience level in the markets, age, risk assessment, that kind of thing. And so that the latter half that I just mentioned, I'll probably leave that to the professionals. But everything else, yeah, you can certainly do yourself.
I have other, how should I say this, Edward? The other thing I find with individuals that you try to help in as many ways as you can, and sometimes they're friends, family, you know, distant relatives or so on. But I'm a car guy. You don't know that, but I'm a car guy. I've been in the car world my entire life. I don't know how I ended up on radio daily because I'm just an old technician that owns some auto shops and so on, and I'm here today talking to you. And what I will also tell you is, you know, being in that world and knowing that world like I do, you know, there's always that individual that will, you know, call you up for advice on, you know, hey, I'm looking at buying such and such a car. And my first question usually is, okay, so what are you driving now? Oh, you know, I've got such and such, such. Okay, so what's wrong with what you're driving? Well, yeah, you know, I just want a new car. Really, they don't give you any real reason as to why they want a new car, Edward, other than they just want a new car or a new used car. So you go through this whole process of asking them different questions and so on. And at the end of the conversation, you'll suggest them do X, which is most likely, at least for me, I'm trying to look out for their best interests, financially speaking and so on, because you ask, you know, what's your budget? What can you spend? All these different questions. And lo and behold, Edward, next time you turn around, you see them driving something that you did not recommend at all, and they're now upside down in it, and you're just shaking your head thinking, do you not listen, knucklehead?
Wow, John, I feel like we're in the same industry because it's the same exact way the field that I'm at.
Edward, I just shake my head. I'm just thinking to myself, you know, then why do you ask if you're not going to follow instruction from the quote unquote experts that have lived and done this for, you know, 45 years of their life? Then what are you going to do? Why are you asking?
Yeah. No, same thing.
I don't get
it. I mean, when people come into our offices, it's they have a picture in mind of what they want, they would simply just want us to give them what they want, you know,
right,
as opposed to
right
possibly advising what's best.
Great point. All right. I also know you've got something else, and it's in my notes. I haven't done much research on this, so you're going to have to help me with this. But the Williams Financial Group, you guys are also known for working with, you know, churches, faith-based communities, and you've got a quote-unquote cutting-edge wedge process to help the congregation members achieve wealth. Talk about that for a minute. And we've got a lot of folks that listen that are, you know, in those admin settings of churches, pastors, and so on. So you know what? You've got a little bit of airtime here to talk about that in a way where some of these folks may actually call you. What is this?
So the wedge is something that I created for myself. I spent some time in Italy, after leaving the investment bank, and I realized that I was spending more money than what I had. And there was an incident that really knocked me off my feet. You know, Dad developed diabetes and needed my help to help take care of Mom financially, and I didn't have any money. I had absolutely nothing, John. And I said, okay, well, where's all my money? I'm making the great money, but I have nothing to show for it. And so I had to build a system to develop finances from the ground up, and the wedge is what I did. And long story short, first move I made was what I told you earlier, is creating a plan, figure out where I'm at now and then where I want to be. And I bought a accordion-style folder from, I think it was like CVS or something along those lines. And it's 10 specific items that everyone needs. That's a combination of insurances, investments, and estate planning. Hmm. And I literally made sure that I got one by one until my folder was full, and then I just started strengthening that folder every single quarter. Okay. Every single quarter. It's pretty detailed, but in a nutshell, it's pretty specific. It's pretty easy to follow as well.
Okay, awesome. All right, how do folks find you and all that you have going on, Edward?
You can find us. Yeah, our website is edwardrwilliams.com. You can also, follow us on social media at Wealth with Edward. Okay. And, our number is 888-7-RETIRE.
888-7-RETIRE. All right, I'll put this in here. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Edward, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us. And, again, I really appreciate it, and best of luck to you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Edward Williams, again, and the website, which we'll have up on our website later tonight, rushtoreason.com, is edwardrwilliams.com. And if you want to know more about the book, just go there and check it out, and there's links there as well.